Harih Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So page 82. Body maintenance and soul maintenance. Mantra 11 purport. This does not mean that all activities for the maintenance of the body should be stopped. There's no question of stopping activities, just as there's no question of wiping out one's temperature altogether when trying to recover from a disease. To make the best use of a bad bargain is the appropriate expression. The culture of spiritual knowledge necessitates the help of the body and mind. Therefore, maintenance of the body and mind is required if we are to reach our goal. The normal temperature should be maintained at 98.6. And the great sages and saints of India have attempted to do this by a balanced program of spiritual and material knowledge. They never allow the misuse of human intelligence for diseased sense gratification. So maintenance of the body doesn't mean sense gratification. Maintenance of the body means the body is taken care of, that it works, it functions. Right? So functions means it functions properly. The problem, difficulty is in maintaining the, just like you maintain your car, you know, the regular person, you know, maintains it, changes the tire, the oils, and this and that. The difficulty comes is when, you know, you have to go and put decals on it and put, you know, fancy wheels on it and do all this thing to make it look really tough when it actually isn't. Right? You know, so that kind of stuff is not important. Right? So the idea is that we get this thing is, okay, well, if we're not in take care, if the body's not the point, we don't take care of it. No, the body is the vehicle. So it's taken care of because through it one can render service. Right? That's the point, yes.
So sometimes we have festivals and we are indeed taking care of the body, but maybe not, I mean eating lots of prasadam.
But the point is that one has to be, there's the thing, is eating lots of prasad, but the point is one's associating with Krishna, so the prasad's Krishna, so one is happy with that. Yes. But one should only render how much service you can, right? Hanuman carries the mountain. The squirrel kicks some dust. So if you can eat five buckets of halava, you should do it. But if you can't, then you eat how much you can.
I just came from Bangladesh, and it's very difficult to avoid eating five buckets of halava.
It's called saying no from the first... Means the first time they put it on your plate, you don't say no, but from the second time you say no. It's a culture. We want to just say yes, yes, until we don't want anymore, then say no. No, when they start saying no, that's when they start trying. But if they can't get you to take for one or two times, they leave.
They have seven sweets.
But knowing they have seven sweets, you eat less of the salty. So that means when they put something on your plate, then the next time they come by, you just say no. Because there's going to be more.
Eventually I'll get it.
Yes. Or bring a bucket. But you have to be discreet.
Yeah.
Right? So in other words, missing use for the disease condition of sense, when the result is for Krishna, then any variety of maintenance and facility can be there. But if the results are not for Krishna, then that's not proper. That's not balanced. Right? So in other words, you don't want the fever to go above. You want it to be just there. So if it goes below that, it's also cold. So if there's too much renunciation, then it also won't function. But if it's above that, it won't function. Mantra 17 purport. The Lord clearly describes, so that means the body, and then the mind means the emotions and all those different things, how much is required. Right? The Lord clearly describes this intimate relationship with the devotees in the Bhagavad Gita 9:30-34. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. Okay, intimate. It means Krishna, it's not a problem for Krishna. Right? Because the point is in here, sinful action is not actually a real problem because you're dealing with illusion. And it's though what you're interacting with is Krishna, you're not recognizing it as Krishna. That's the part, the illusion that it's something other than Krishna. So here's the devotee is determined to perform devotional service even though he may be distracted. Right? So that's what keeps him saintly. He's focused on Krishna, right? Because we said before is that devotional service, its only qualification is the desire. So the person is saintly because they desire to be involved, right? This is not that, well, what if he's, you know, says so, but he's not. We're not talking any of these things, right? So no need to pull all those out of the hat and various degrees of them, you know. What if, you know, every day but Thursday, you know, like that, you know. So, as I said, he's determined to perform, but it doesn't mean that he's not distracted, right? So, very quickly, it'll become correct because he's connected to Krishna. Right? So does that make sense? So that shows Krishna's close relationship because it's the relationship that's important to Krishna. That's why I was saying the cheater, then for that, then Krishna's not interested at all because they feign as if there's a relationship and then take advantage of it. So then that's considered, there is no purification for that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains these verses in this way. Quote, one should regard a devotee of Krishna to be on the right path of the saints, even though such a devotee may seem to be a sudurachar, a person of loose character. One should try to understand the real purport of the word sudurachar. The conditioned soul has to act for double functions, namely for the maintenance of the body and again for self-realization. Social status, mental development, cleanliness, austerity, nourishment, and the struggle for existence are all the maintenance of the body. The self-realization part of one's activities is executed in one's occupation as a devotee of the Lord, and one performs actions in that connection also. One must perform these two different functions along parallel lines, because a conditioned soul cannot give up the maintenance of his body. The proportion of activities for maintenance of the body decreases, however, in proportion to the increase in devotional service. As long as the proportion of devotional service does not come to the right point, there's a chance for an occasional exhibition of worldliness. But it should be noted that such worldliness cannot continue for long, because, by the grace of the Lord, such imperfections will come to an end very shortly. Therefore, the path of devotional service is the only right path. If one is on the right path, even an occasional occurrence of worldliness does not hamper one in the advancement of self-realization. So one is self-realization, one's maintaining that service to Krishna, and at the same time as there is the, how you say, maintenance of the body, social status, mental development, cleanliness, austerity, nourishment, and the struggle for existence, right? So one's occupation. You know, and to maintain whatever position one has. So those go on. So occasionally if those get a little out of line, then if one is fixed in devotional service, that will go away. Right? It's just a temporary situation. So the focus should be on the proper understanding how to engage all these things. What's the proper understanding of our position and devotional service? so that when situations like that come up, then gradually one can adjust them, right? But it's by chanting the holy name in connection with that understanding and practice that one will be successful, right? To be successful and just develop all good qualities without the devotional service, one may, but it still also will be temporary, right? It may last a few, some lifetimes, but it still is not considered, that's still considered a continuation of the worldliness, right? Giving up the worldliness means you're absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Not that, you know, you don't worry about the material side. Right? Renunciation isn't Krishna consciousness. Renunciation is valuable because it makes room for Krishna consciousness. You know? J. Krishna's multifarious qualities. Mantras 4, 5, and 8. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him, although in one place he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. Right, so he's in his abode, but he can move quicker than anybody. And those who move quickly, the air and the rain, he controls them. Right, so from all angles, then he's in control. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside of everything. Right, so this is all Upanishadic. Right, so one always has to be able to tell the difference between the material and the spiritual. Such a person must factually know the greatest of all, the personality of Godhead, who is unembodied, omniscient, beyond reproach, without veins, pure and uncontaminated, the self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial. Without veins means he doesn't have to have veins for blood and all that kind of thing.
Among all those, among the veins,
well, it's like he walks and he does not walk. You know, he's fixed in his abode, but he's quicker than everybody. Because for us, without veins, you can't live. So he lives without veins. He's beyond, right? You know, he doesn't have any material qualities or material needs.
Can I have a question two points before we're discussing Brahma Jyoti?
Yes.
And there are like two different descriptions. One is the effulgence of Brahman, and the other one is the Brahma Jyoti is consisting of spiritual living sparks.
No, that's not saying consisting of. It's saying those jivas are situated in. Where's the quote? What page?
81.
I mean, those in the Vermont platform, that's where they go and hang out. Yeah, full of living entities doesn't mean it's comprised of living entities. Living entity is sat chit ananda, so it can't you can't something that's sat can't be made out of sat chit things that are sat chit ananda. Does that make sense?
The other day I was listening to a lecture by Prabhupada. He was explaining that Brahmajyoti is actually full of living entities, just as the sunlight is just a lot of particles of sunlight.
Yeah, but it says full of. It doesn't mean that it's comprised of. You know, it's just like water may be full of fish, but is water fish? No. So, therefore, water is full of fish, land is full of, you know, those who are glad, the air is full of birds, you know, and other such. So the Brahma-jyoti. Also, you can take it from another aspect if you really want to have fun. Is that since the Brahma-jyoti is pervading everywhere, living entities are everywhere. So that means everybody's situated in Brahman. You know what I'm saying? It means here, all this is Brahma-jyoti. So that means all the living entities here are situated in the Brahma-jyoti. You know what I'm saying? So you also have that aspect. It's not necessarily just the effulgences there and, yeah, does that make sense? Because everything's Brahman anyway, so that means it has to be full of living entities. Living entities are everywhere, and the Brahman is what everything is created from, so that means all the living entities are situated in Brahman. So it's full of living entities. Does that work? Yeah? Like that. And then you have the ones that are typically on the Brahman platform who will therefore be floating around in the Brahman. Like that. But that's not your major manifestation of the Brahman. You know, your spiritual world is your biggest manifestation. Is that okay? Anything else? Yes, no? Last chance.
What is that? Because you said Brahman is Krishna's qualities?
The effulgence of Krishna's qualities.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Janata Gauri.